Trend number 6. The answer engine cometh. The word Google entered the language as a verb some years ago, even as the company became an icon of IT success stories. But what does Google really do? It finds documents. When most of us perform a web search, what we're ultimately looking for is answers, such as, what did Edgar Allan Poe die of? Or, what's the economy of Brainerd, Minnesota based on? However, that's all about change. As explained in a recent article posted on the website Twine.com, Stephen Wolfram, a British mathematician, physicist, and recipient of the MacArthur Genius Award, is about to release what's being called a computational knowledge engine. With it, you can ask a question using ordinary English language, such as, how many bones are there in the human body? And get a straight answer instead of a lot of documents that you then have to search manually. The system, called Wolfram Alpha, is notable because it doesn't simply contain a lot of diverse information like Wikipedia. It is a computational engine that computes the answer. For example, according to an article on ZDNet.com, if you ask Google to tell you what the price of oil was on February 3rd, 2007, you get 19 million hits. Not very straightforward. That's because finding everything is the same as finding nothing. Instead of a needle, you get an even larger haystack. However, in a recent trial, users asked Alpha questions like, how many internet users are there in Europe? While Google might provide the documents that give the answer, Alpha showed not just the number of users, but also ways of plotting various types of data for every country in the world. Another question presented to Alpha concerned how a person was related to his uncle's uncle's brother's son. The answer from Google was completely meaningless, but Alpha generated an interactive genealogy tree that included such things as the fraction of relationship by blood with various relatives along the tree. According to WolframAlpha.com, the tool's official website, the computation engine takes all the data on the web and essentially curates it into existing fields and new combinations in a systematic, structured fashion. Like Google's stated reason for existence, the goal is to make all knowledge available to everyone. The engine can answer questions, but it can also solve equations, offer new insights, and make forecasts for the future. In its first release, the knowledge in the system will be aimed at professionals in chemistry, physics, biology, and engineering. Over time, the team intends to add everything known, which is obviously a tall order, but their time horizon is 20 years. It already contains formal models of physical laws, as well as much of the rest of what's known about science. So its initial users will probably be scientists, who will rigorously test it and contribute to it in an open-source fashion. Other areas that have already been programmed into the system are technology, geography, the census, weather, business, travel, nutrition, and music. The reviews of demonstrations of Wolfram Alpha are already impressive. Those who have tried it say it's immensely smarter than Google, which can frustrate someone searching for a specific answer. In a technical sense as well, Alpha is different. Google simply retrieves documents. Alpha doesn't retrieve anything. It uses algorithms to compute answers based on models of various fields of knowledge. It works best for questions that have unambiguous answers, because those are the ones that can be computed. As friendly as the early reviews have been, however, most admit that Wolfram's ambition is absurdly ambitious. Of course, so was Google's, or even Wikipedia's, a few years ago. One of the reasons that Alpha may turn out to be better than Google is that it does not have to store all the data it uses. Because it uses organizing principles, it only needs to retrieve what is required to compute an answer, on a case-by-case basis, limiting the need for storage. This may be too complex for the lay user to understand, but it's similar to what a calculator does. A calculator does not store all the possible combinations of numbers and answers that you could get, say, by multiplying and dividing. That would take up an infinite amount of storage space. Instead, it contains algorithms that perform the operations on the numbers that you supply and then displays the result. Another difference between Alpha and Google is that if someone has not already worked out the answer to a question or the solution to an equation, Google will never find it. Alpha, however, should be able to compute an answer even if it's never been done before. And that is a huge difference in the qualitative results. Moreover, Google is in a losing game of catch-up with its indexing of the web. Google is just a lookup table of everything published on the web, albeit a pretty good one. But information is being published at a ferocious rate, and Google can't possibly stay up to date. Since Alpha doesn't rely on lookup, it can be as current as the question being asked. The Wolfram Alpha project has proceeded in great secrecy for some time now, and as it prepares to launch, many technophiles are asking how the team of about 100 people did it. It is essentially a manually curated system of knowledge, which means either that someone had to enter the staggering amounts of data, or that Wolfram found some new method, unknown even to Google, for building a broad base of knowledge that has stymied many who have tried before. Those who have previously attempted something like this were stopped by the sheer quantity of data involved and the time it takes to organize it. For the time being, how they did it is a secret, as is just how much knowledge they have assembled. What is the future of Wolfram Alpha? How will it and other answer engines that are likely to follow affect our future? We offer the following 6 forecasts for your consideration. First, the trends editors agree with a long list of technologists who have weighed in on Wolfram Alpha so far. It's going to work. Wolfram certainly has the credentials to make his project credible. He earned a PhD in theoretical physics from Caltech in 1979 when he was just 20 years old. He developed Mathematica, the leading computational software now in use at academic institutions around the globe. And he has built Alpha on top of the Mathematica computational engine, integrating a bottom-up architecture using algorithms that are similar to those used in designing cellular automata and modeling the functioning of complex adaptive systems. As such, Alpha may be several steps ahead of what is going on in artificial intelligence today, as well as the best tools created so far for the semantic web. At the very least, Alpha will make the semantic web far more practical than it is today. The trends editors anticipate the first fully functional version of Wolfram Alpha will be greeted with an astonished, "It's about time." Second, Wolfram Alpha and subsequent answer engines will not replace Google. Answer engines and search engines serve 2 different functions. For example, there are many decisions in life that require a bit of information, but a lot more in the way of taste and intuition. Google is the perfect tool with which to shop online or find a vacation spot. Alpha will never replace Google in performing those functions. Similarly, there is no one right answer concerning where you should go for Italian food in a given city. Alpha likely will never deal in that sort of knowledge. However, it will certainly cut into the business of getting the right answers where there are right answers. And it will most certainly compete directly with sites like Wikipedia and Microsoft's new natural language search engine. It will not be surprising if Google or Microsoft attempts to buy Wolfram Alpha. Third, answer engines will make a huge impact on education. At the moment, students are learning how to navigate the vast amounts of data returned by their Google searches and Wikipedia entries. But over the next 5 to 10 years, semantic-linked computational engines like Wolfram Alpha will enable high school students to perform research now limited to the graduate student level. This will be our first glimpse of what computers have promised since their inception, not just the availability of all information everywhere, but the ability to quickly find what is relevant and to see new relationships among areas of knowledge. Fourth, the ultimate form that answer engines will take will be a hybrid that balances the trade-offs between information storage space and computational speed. Some answers will require so much computational power, for example, that they will take an inordinate amount of time to compute. In those cases, it may be more efficient to store the answers for search-like retrieval. Therefore, answer engines may begin to store the answers to questions that have already been answered and serve them up instantly to those who subsequently ask. This will avoid having to recalculate them anew every time. Fifth, answer engines will make evidence-based management a far more practical approach than it was previously, because they will reduce the human effort involved in gathering and analyzing the evidence. This will be equally true of evidence-based medicine, evidence-based criminology, evidence-based software engineering, or any other discipline that would be better served by relying on proven facts rather than hunches. And sixth, just as the velocity of money drives the economy, increasing the velocity of knowledge will drive innovation. Alpha will accelerate technological innovations that will solve numerous social problems in the future. For example, energy independence, new drugs and therapies, and the cures for many diseases could be within reach with a computational knowledge engine.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.